We are the Morons Who Try to Talk Good. My name is Caitlin, California.
Odile in Oregon.
And Sam in California.
Woo! Reunited, and it feels so good.
My dog.
What?
I hear my dog. She's not having a great time. Because someone's walking in front of our house.
Your dog's crazy.
My dog's weird. Continue.
All right. We're together again.
Almost.
Sort of.
I think she implied that you're with us, Oodiddle.
Yes, I am magically somehow in both Oregon and California.
Next week, you guys, next week we'll all be together again.
Maybe the audio quality won't be as weird.
Probably still will, but...
No, actually, it's going to be a lot better because I'm getting a way better microphone.
Woo!
We can all be in the same room, and we'll be editing with my editor!
Yeah!
Means excellent quality!
Woo! I'm excited! So, look forward to that in the future.
Some things.
Yay! Look forward in the future for nicer sounding episodes.
Woo!
All right, so this episode's going to be mostly not news, because last week was all news. So, since Odile's back...
Put in some small news.
We're each going to share, like, a little bit of news, and then, since Odile's back, and we're going to celebrate our 10th episode now on our 11th episode. Woo!
I apologize.
Woo! Yeah. No, it's okay. But, so, we're going to do... kind of a traditional, like, YouTube friendship tag stuff, and then we're each also gonna ask each other 5 questions that are, like, more personal that, like, we made up, and we're just gonna kind of see how well we know each other, and it's just gonna be a fun episode this time around. Not gonna be too serious.
You know, some of these questions I'm purposely gonna answer wrong just to piss people off.
Some of mine are, like, kind of hard.
Yeah, not gonna lie, I didn't really come up with questions, so I'm just gonna Google them.
That's fine.
Me too.
Google. Anyway, continue.
All right. So,
wait,
I guess...
Wait, I'll just use your questions.
My personal questions? That I'm
Unless
personally...
they're specific to yourself.
They're specific questions.
Okay, never mind. I'll come up with some.
You gotta come up with more specific questions.
All right, fine.
We'll try.
All right. It's all good.
You know who's the prepared one in the group?
Yeah, it's me. Spoiler alert. Anyway, so we're gonna go through the news really fast of just some important nerdy news that has happened. I think it's just been kind of slow anyway these last couple weeks. Big news that is, well, somewhat big news that just broke today, actually, on the Doctor Who front is Capaldi said that they're filming soon. And recently in an article, Moffat said that this next coming season, season 10, will be filming in July, but the Christmas special will be airing, of course, before season 10, and that's filming in the next couple weeks. Yay! Also, it looks like the new companion, Bill, will not be announced, like, will not show up in the show until after the Christmas special. Also, Mark Gatiss recently, this, like, just broke, said he is writing another episode. I personally do not like Mark Gatiss. To refresh everyone's memory, Mark Gatiss has written The Unquiet Dead, The Idiot's Lantern, Victory of the Daleks, Night Terrors, Cold War, The Crimson Horror, Robots of Sherwood, and Sleep No More. And he previously indicated that this episode may actually be a sequel to Sleep No More. So, yeah, that's happening. What do you guys feel? How do you guys feel about Mark Gatiss? Dislike him as much as I do?
I just think it's kind of unfortunate that his episodes happen to be the ones that aren't the most popular, but that doesn't mean that he's not, like, a good writer.
He's just not a good Doctor Who writer. I feel like his episodes are very hit or miss. They're, like, either they're like, okay episodes, people are like, yeah, that's an okay episode, or it was, like, good in this aspect, or, like, not good at all. Like, I personally hated Sleep No More, and I hated Robots of Sherwood. I know some people that actually kind of liked those episodes. I didn't like them. Unquiet Dead, I'm just, like, whatever about. Same with Idiot's Lantern. Victory of the Daleks, I don't really like. Cold War, I also hate. Crimson Horrors, like, has its moments, but is, like, not too good. Mm-hmm. So... Anyway, I'm not excited about this. Him and Moffat are, like, BFFs, though. So this is, like, no surprise, but I'm still really bummed out about it. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I'll get through it.
I think we should add this to the news.
Go for it.
It's not really, like, fangirl news, but Odile's sister is joining in on the Supernatural train, and I'm so proud!
Little Lily is growing up!
I think she's watched almost all of season one just today.
Wow.
She's been watching.
That is extremely impressive.
Summer break has been good for her.
Yeah, she, like, texted me this morning, and she's like, I started watching Supernatural. She's like, it's like Scooby-Doo on steroids.
Yep, basically it is. It's hilarious. That's a
tons of episodes. I was like, yes, you have.
I'll have to get to that this summer. I wonder if someone can tally all the things I've said in this podcast that I said I'd watch this summer, but...
I also started watching X-Files, like, a week ago.
That's what I need to do. X-Files, Supernatural. I also really want to watch Private Practice, because I've actually never binged the whole thing. I've never watched the whole every episode. I want
to
do that.
I tried to start watching it. I don't like it.
I just like all the people in it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I really wanted to watch that, but I think it might be confusing, because a lot of it ties in with Grey's Anatomy. And yeah, although I'm totally caught up with Grey's Anatomy, I've never binged Grey's Anatomy. I've always just watched it live. So, anyway, do you guys have any other pieces of news?
Warcraft comes out this week.
Sam's very
excited. Warcraft is, right? Please,
I guess. Yes, I know what it is.
Be based on World of Warcraft. Sorry. I love World of Warcraft. It is love.
Love.
It's great. I'm currently playing as a druid. I was a rogue. I was a gnome rogue. Then I switched up. Now I'm a high elf. Elf druid. It's great.
Cool.
The people you meet online are hilarious. So, anywho, go watch Warcraft. Or go play Warcraft. Whatever. Play Warcraft with Sam. Sam plays Warcraft. Anyway.
Hint,
hint. Odile, do you have anything to add?
No, just that my sister started watching Supernatural, and I'm extremely proud. That, and started watching X-Files.
I
just
Sam, said that, like, Sam just realized that Odile said that. Like,
sorry.
She said it, like, 3 minutes ago.
I'm so sorry. I was thinking about Warcraft. I love X-Files. I love X-Files so much.
So yes, I started to watch X-Files, and it's extremely good, and I love it.
So good. I think it's great because, like, it's still, like 90s, so all the technology is hilarious. It's like, oh yeah, my answering machine, and they're all, like, waiting for phone calls, of, like, on these phones that we clearly don't use anymore. They have pagers and stuff. It's great.
I love it. It's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention Scully is just... I like Scully.
I think it's funny that every single time something happens, she's always looking away. And then
Mulder's
like, Scully, let's get this evidence. And she's like, what? No, there's nothing there, Mulder, because it just left. She's like, I'm still skeptical, and he's just upset about everything. It's great.
You missed the aliens.
You missed the aliens, Scully. What? I'm just not paying attention. It's great.
She never pays attention.
Okay. Shall we move along to our friendship tags?
Let's start with this tag.
All right, so now we're going to move on to our friendship tag portion of the episode. All right, so these are just friendship tags that I found on the internet that are used in, like, the YouTube friend tag videos.
Pull it up.
We are prepared.
We're so professional.
Yeah. So everyone got it?
So, you're the one that created this monstrosity and assembled.
I found it.
Said assembled, you start, and then we'll figure out how this works.
Okay, so first question. How and when did you meet?
Middle school. Next question.
Middle school.
All separately, but you know.
Yeah, I met Sam in 7th grade.
I met Odile in 7th grade.
Odile and Ace.
Science class.
Yeah, I met Caitlin in 8th, I met Sam in 7th. Sam was the connecting factor.
Yes, she was.
Favorite memory together?
Yes, favorite memory together. I don't think any of us got a chance to, like, think of any of these questions. This is very,
no,
like...
No, but I'm trying to think...
It's okay.
This is going to be very raw.
It's the weirder it gets, funnier.
That's true.
What question are we on?
Favorite memory. Favorite memory with Sam specifically was making the CSI spoof in our house.
Yes! Wait, when did this happen?
We were in the grade. It was great.
I'm so confused.
We were really into CSI Miami, and we made a spoof of it while we were in 7th grade.
Oh my God.
She wrote the script and everything. She directed it. She taped it.
Was this just for fun?
Yeah. And I acted in it. It was
You guys
great.
Would.
Yeah, we
hilarious.
Did.
Hilarious. Oh my God, how the hell can I forget about that?
But I think, overall, I think our cookout...
Oh.
Yes. Fire, fire. And my dad kept sticking his head out the window. There's the hose. The hose is over there.
Yeah, for context, we had a fire pit and we roasted marshmallows and Sam's dad was really afraid we were going to burn down her house.
Yeah, paranoid dork.
One of my favorites was also last summer when... We were, like, hanging out at Odile's playing pool, and then Sam was like, what are you doing? And I'm like, we're at Odile's. Come over. I, like, invited Sam, and I, like, didn't ask anyone. And then we went to Krispy Kreme. We were with our friend Brenna, and Sam ended up joining us, and we all went to Krispy Kreme super late at night, and it was just a good time.
Yep. I was trying to think. My memory. Oh, I think it was when, during fair, because Caitlin used to have animals in fair and I would go. She did 4-H. And then her sister kept going, so I would go every year. And I remember, I think it was Caitlin or your mom said, of all of Caitlin's friends, you're the only one who's actually really into this. Because I've always asked questions, because I knew what's going on. And
we have fun at fair.
Chicken had a stroke and fell off the table.
Yeah. He, like, died the next day, too.
It was hilarious. And then, oh, God, yeah. Every moment at fair is basically on pretty great.
Fair is the best. It's so fun.
I think, Odile. That's something you... I don't know. I still remember, like, basically the first time I met you was because Miss C said your name wrong.
Yeah.
Where is... Odelay?
Odelay?
Oh, where is he? I'm like, here's
No, it wasn't Miss C, that was Mrs. Rogers.
I could have sworn it was Miss C.
No, it was the PE teacher.
My mom went to high school with her.
I know, talked about this a lot. But Miss C said my name, I think, correctly. I think she said it really elaborately, but she still said it. But it was the Mrs.
How'd
Rogers.
How'd she say it elaborately? Odile?
Yeah, I think she's like, Odile.
Anyway. All right, we should move on to the next one.
Yes.
Which is describe each other in one word.
Oh shoot! I almost swore. I don't know.
Sam is. I'm trying to find a good word.
Exuberant, I think, is mine.
No, I'm just thinking of like, yeah, like a good word for describing like how you quickly like change from like one thing to another. Like you'll be like one day you're like. I'm a journalist, and the next thing you're like, I'm going to be a lawyer.
I've never wanted to be a lawyer.
Okay, I know, but I'm never just for example.
Do you remember when Sam almost majored in, like, space aeronautics?
Yes.
Yeah, that's still a hobby. You guys should see my ceiling school.
Eclectic?
Spontaneous?
Spontaneous. We'll go with
spontaneous. Okay, so I'm spontaneous. Let's go with Odile. Odile, what is Odile?
Odile is...
Stupid. No, I'm kidding. That's me. I'm sorry. In case anyone hasn't already picked this up, I'm the one that's the biggest jerk in the bunch.
Not really, though.
Yeah, dickweed off the bunch. You're sweet.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, kind. I can't, like...
I feel like about both of you. I mean, like, both of you are just sweet, caring, loving people.
Oh.
And I'm in the corner just like, burn it to the ground! Just balance each other out.
Must balance out, Sam.
It takes two people to balance out this. So yeah, I'm gonna say sweet, like sweet, and then loving, and it's interchangeable between the both of you.
Oh. Okay. That was cute.
It's cute on your end. For my sake, oh wow. Anyway.
Okay, dream job. This is like always changing. I don't.
I want to be a baker really badly right now.
I thought you wanted to be a physical therapist.
I don't know what I want anymore.
A physical therapy baker.
Yes.
Obviously. You can do both. Why can't you do both?
Yeah, it's a storefront that's it's a physical therapy office, but you sell cookies.
But it's really just a place for you to sell your cookies.
Yeah, basically.
I'm a physical therapist, but hey, you want some cookies?
Some cookies, I made them myself.
For me, I really want a job in public relations.
Are you sure you don't want to be the president of the United States?
I mean, that's plan B.
Plan B.
I'll just become the president, whatever.
Or president, I don't know, I'd like to do political PR and, like, crisis management. I think that's really cool, like, managing crisis. And, public image.
Like, my house going, everyone better knock it off and get your stuff together.
I feel like I'd be a really good press secretary of just being like, C-SPAN, what are you doing?
C-SPAN, get off the table.
Get off.
Stop talking.
What about you, Sam?
My dream job right now is voice acting. Voice actor.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I've been doing a lot of stuff for it, but we'll see how that goes.
We shall see.
I love this next question.
Favorite makeup brand?
Urban Decay. I do love Urban Decay.
I love Urban Decay.
Like Urban Decay. I like Kat Von D.
I know you do. I love her. Oh, I really love Jeffree Star's lipsticks right now.
I don't use any Jeffree Star stuff.
I have, like, 10 of them.
MAC is starting to creep up things. Although a lot of people are upset about MAC because MAC does animal testing.
Yeah.
But that's only so they can sell in China.
I really want to get that Star Trek.
When does that come out?
That comes out, I think, 2 months.
Wow. It's been a while.
Making me wait.
I like MAC, too. MAC has good
stuff. Yeah, I've been really into... I really like NYX and Urban Decay. My favorite nail polish brand is Sinful Colors.
Alright, next question.
Yes.
What is something that annoys you about the other person? Or person?
Oh boy. Things are about to get real.
Yeah, now we'll just bash on each other. You know what? I just hate you. Why are we even doing this tag? You're the worst.
Oh, I don't know.
And we're silent.
Like, I'm trying to think, because, like, I think maybe...
I think...
Sam, it's sometimes really hard to get a hold of you.
Yeah.
Like if we're ever trying to hang out with Sam, it takes quite a lot to be able to get a hang of her. But once you do, you can spend, like, 3 days straight with her, and it's totally fine.
Yep.
But it's that process of catching her is the hardest part.
I so concur with that.
I'm everywhere. I'm over here, I'm over there. I just leave my phone at home and run off and do whatever. Although I will say, my phone did die on the way home, so I was like, well, anyone's trying to call me, luck. something that annoys you.
I don't really have very many, except, like, yeah, the communication thing, or
that goes around the board, just
yeah.
Oh, it totally does.
And also being so far away from each other, like, sometimes I'll just, like,
I have to go to school, it's so far away.
I'll just, like, want to talk to you guys, like, in person about something, and I find myself going, oh, I'll wait, because I need to tell them this in person, and then I'll be like, wait a minute, I'm not going to see them in person for another 4 months. Wait.
Sad. Yeah.
Oh, if you go anywhere in the world together, what would it be and why? I think I know the answer to this.
Where?
Yeah.
You can go, oh god, is it all gonna be Disneyland? Is that the one?
No. Well, I was thinking more like New York.
Disneyland since 8th grade, and we have yet to do so.
That is another, yeah, Disneyland.
It's been almost 8 years. Guys, it's almost been 8 years.
It's, yeah. We all said we'd go to Disneyland together, and for some reason or another, like, it's either, like, always fallen through, or, like, something happens, or one, or, like, two of us have enough money to...
Yeah, like, every single time I notice when you do it, it's always, like, cool, two of us can go, but then one of us can't. And we're like, well, okay, then mix the whole thing. Yeah. All three of us are nothing.
You're right. It's totally, that's usually what happens. It's like, two people can go and the other person can't because of money or school.
Something happened.
Or something happened. So then we can't get away. And so, yeah, we're kind of like all or bust on it.
Yeah, I think the answer to that would be Disneyland.
Disneyland will.
Disneyland? Yeah, but I could see us doing New York too.
New York was what I was thinking, because I remember in eighth grade we were all talking about.
We talked about moving in together in New York.
Yeah.
And being starving yes, artists together. And
we were going to have a restaurant.
I wanted to do so much ridiculous. Next question, Mom.
Okay. Our favorite inside joke. Do we have one? Probably.
Wait, okay, question. Isn't the whole point of this to try to guess other people's things?
Sometimes.
That or you just, like, talk about it with.
Like, yeah, sometimes they do it like a game, but this traditionally is like you just talk about it.
I don't know if it's a joke, but inside story about with Caitlin, I have to say spider.
Oh, God. Oh, I remember that.
Spider, and she knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Yep. Yes.
Odile, well, we told her about it, but she.
Odile was there!
No, it was just the two of us.
No, Odile was there.
Bullshit.
Then I'm completely clueless. Mine is always coconut smelling spaz. That's like my inside thing.
Yeah, coconut smelling spaz. No, because it was just you and I know this because I remember it. Like,
I thought Odile was there.
No, it was just you and me in my living room watching it, and I look over at Caitlin, and there's something big and black crawling up her arm. It was a spider.
Weren't we? I remember this because we were talking about your fear of spiders, weren't we?
I think so.
We were watching Princess and the Frog.
Yes, we were. It was just the two of us.
We were talking about Sam's fear of spiders. And then my arms are like, I'm like leaning, my face is like leaning up again, my fist on the ground. And then there's like a spider crawling, and like Sam noticed it. And she was like, and just like freaked out. And I was like, wait, what? And then I see it and we're both like screaming and someone killed it. I think.
Sure tell wasn't me.
I think like, I think we killed it and then sprayed it with Windex because we wanted to really make sure it was dead.
Although Windex, I've discovered, actually just brings them back from the dead and turns them into undead spiders.
Obviously.
Which freaking run away and then you don't know where they go. And
okay, who takes longer to get ready in the morning? I don't know.
Well, obviously I'm not with you guys every morning.
So no, yeah, this is a...
No, I'm trying to think of, like, when we call each other to be like, hey, let's hang out, and then, like, who's, like, the one that we have to wait for?
Probably Odile.
I don't know, I feel like it's a tie between you and me.
Yeah.
Yes, I usually just roll
like,
out of
bed. I'm like, I'm still putting on my pants. Like, that's my...
Yeah, I guess it could be Sam. I don't know, I feel like we're all usually ready when we say we're going to be ready.
Usually, yeah.
Usually.
Usually I wait till, like, those very last minutes to roll out of bed and put
on
pants.
That's...
Okay, so I think here come the questions where we actually have to, like, try and pick out each other's.
Okay.
Favorite season? Of Supernatural? No, I'm kidding.
Of a television show?
Because we just go straight to TV.
So are we going to guess for each other, or are we all just going to kind of...
Yes, we're going to guess each other's.
Okay.
Caitlin's is probably summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she does love everything to do summer, especially all the floral shirts that come out.
I love summertime!
K behind your head at the moment.
Yeah, the flowery K.
I have a flowery then, K.
Sam, I see you as a fall girl.
Like, yeah, Sam's probably fall.
Fall is my favorite season. Because of Halloween!
Yeah, because
are you fall? Or do you like spring?
I feel like spring or winter, I don't know why. Yeah, spring.
Probably spring.
Yeah, because it is kind of like the, I'm just going to, like, wee!
Is it actually spring?
I mean, I think I don't really have a favorite, like, as long as it's not hot summer.
Mm.
Like, as long as it's not, like, 90s or, like, 80s, like, I'm fine. Mm. But, yeah, I think I love spring because I like being outside and being like, it's warm again, I can wear shorts!
All right. Favorite song?
Oh, this is, like, always changing.
This is always hard for me, because every single time this guy's getting in the car with me, you're like, wait, you're listening to that? That was, like, 4 years ago. Caitlin's favorite song is something from Hamilton.
What?
No, it's from the new Sarah Bareilles musical.
Oh my gosh, you guys know me too well.
Caitlin's favorite song? Twilight. I don't know, I'm just making up.
I don't really have a favorite right now.
Yeah, my favorite from Hamilton currently, because it changes, is, That Would Be Enough, which is underappreciated. Beautiful song. And my favorite from Waitress, the new Sarah Bareilles musical, is, why is it not coming to me?
I thought that was the name of
the song. That was the name of the song.
No, I can't remember it for some odd reason.
I was like, what? Okay, sure.
I really like now I gotta look it up or I'm gonna, like, be mad at myself.
I still think of My Chemical Romance.
I do love My Chemical Romance. Although lately I haven't really been listening to them a whole lot.
She Used to Be Mine is my favorite song from Waitress.
Lately I've just been listening to video game soundtracks because I'm that kind
of... Yeah, that or, like, Sam's what heard. Is it? Not Laser Team.
What'd you say?
I said Laser Team.
Same as a what?
Nerd.
Yeah? And your point?
No, I was like, I was just trying to be clever and funny. And I wasn't.
I just have really bad hearing. Yeah, I mean, let's use the Skyrim soundtrack on, like, a loop. That's the weird thing. Like, someone comes up to my car, I roll down the window, and it's just blasting, like, Skyrim theme songs. You're like, what is this? Skyrim.
All right. Odile, did you have one or no?
Yeah, what is Odile's?
Not really. I mean, I think I really like The 7 Years by Lucas Graham.
I'm into that now, too. It's good.
Or Lost Boys is really good.
I don't know. Oh, is that that one about Peter Pan?
Yeah.
Okay, they play that on a loop here, and it annoys the ever-living hell out of me.
I know. It's annoying if you hear it a ton of times, but... if you just listen to it, like, once or twice, I think it's a really cute song.
I heard Feel Good Inc. on the radio.
Oh, I missed
that. I was stunned to hear that song. Because I hadn't heard it in forever, but I love it.
Yeah, it's a great song.
Great song. Anyway, are we going to do number 12 or no?
No.
We're not doing number 12, because I don't like it.
Number 13, Heels or Flats?
Kate flats.
Is flats.
Yeah!
So flat.
I am.
Sam,
wait, are we saying flats as in, like, shoes that are flat, or flats in particular?
Like,
flat. I think, like, flats in particular. Like, if I were to wear dress shoes,
yeah, so,
what
yeah,
would I wear? Like,
I don't feel Sam would wear heels.
Sam's heels.
I am heels? Is that weird?
No.
No, it's
because
not.
I think it's fun. The next question is pants or dresses.
And I think Odile's heels as well.
Yeah, I would wear heels. I mean, I'll tower over everyone, but also wear heels.
Caitlin is dresses?
Pants or dresses? What's the context of the situation? Is this like an occasion? Like a nice occasion?
Think like, or summer. Like, if summer, are you going to wear a summer dress or are you going to wear shorts?
Probably shorts, but if it's like any kind of event, I'm going to wear a dress. I always wear dresses to events.
I usually wear pants.
Pants.
I'm usually pants, but unless it's an event, then I'm a dress.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know a lot of girls at school, because
I don't wear dresses to class. That's dumb.
Because I'm in the broadcast department, and a lot of time we're in front of the camera. And a lot of girls will come in wearing skirts, and I just can't do that. I just come in pants. Pants and blazer, and dang, I look hot. Lashes, man.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Favorite animal?
Oh, I don't even know if I have a favorite animal.
I thought I was going to totally say one, but it's probably wrong.
What is it?
I like dolphins. What if you like, or turtles?
That's not...
I'm thinking two completely different people.
You're thinking two completely different people.
Whoops. I just can't say chickens because you have so many chickens.
I do love chickens.
Caitlin loves chickens.
Chickens and dogs.
I also like cats.
And cats.
And dogs.
What's Odile's?
I like every animal. Odile. I feel like Odile's just dogs.
Just dogs.
I love wolves.
Oh, yeah.
I breed so badly. tea so badly. I know it's illegal, but I want one so badly. And then, yeah.
So. Okay. What's Sam's? Sam.
Let's see if you can guess it, guys.
Do you have a favorite one?
I have a favorite sea animal and a favorite land animal.
Oh, I feel like you've definitely told us your sea animal, but it has some name that I've forgotten.
I used to have a ring of it.
Octopus.
Yes.
I remember that ring. You used to? What happened to the ring?
I have no idea where it went.
Oh, no.
It's hidden around here somewhere. I gotta find it.
Yeah, land? I don't know what the land animal is.
I don't know.
Sloth.
Oh.
Okay, yeah.
That's those cool. Things are adorable.
That they are.
And, like, right underneath sloth is bear, because I think bears are sweet, too. That's just fine. Okay, next question! Oh, okay, good, because I totally read that wrong.
If your house was burning down...
I'll continue.
And your entire family was sure to be okay, what would you save and why? Do animals count as your family?
I'm going to say yes, they count as your family.
Because, like, you know I would save my dog.
Wait. What would I save? It doesn't say specifically, like, number of things.
I think they mean, like, one thing.
Because I would say my games.
One thing.
Can you carry it in your arms while you're running away from the fire?
Okay, what if I had one thing in one hand and two things in the other?
I know, I'm pretty sure it's just one thing, Sam.
One thing, Sam.
You can't do that to me.
One thing, Sam.
Okay, so if I wanted to be sentimental, I'd probably take, like, photos and, scrapbook.
Because it's one.
It's one, okay. So my mom made me a scrapbook when I graduated high school, and I'd probably take that if I wanted to be sentimental, but actually I'd take my pink sombrero because I'm really proud of that thing, and it's beautiful, and I negotiated it down at $15 in Mexico.
Oh my goodness, you would take
Wow, that is amazing. See, because I love all of my board games, but I love my comics, and I love my dice, and I love my handbooks. I'm probably gonna take my bag of dice. If it was just me. But if I want to be sentimental, I'd take a picture of Benson. No! Question. If you have a pet, but he is cremated, is he a part of the family or no?
He is not considered safe.
Benson.
You would take his ashes?
No, take Benny with me.
Benny was Sam's dog, for some context.
Oh, Benson, I love that dog.
14-year-old giant basset hound.
He was an interesting one.
He was funny.
So slobbery.
Anyway.
Deal.
Next one, deal.
Yeah.
Comedy, horror, or chick flick?
Horror!
Horror!
Chick flick?
Yeah. But I don't go to the movies for any of those.
No,
I, like, rent them or, like, catch them on TV. I usually only go to the movies for, like, book to movie adaptations or for musicals or for, like, action franchise movies. I basically go to the movies to see what everybody else is seeing.
Yeah.
But if I had to choose any of those, it would be chick flick.
Favorite movie? Let's try to guess each other's favorite movie.
Okay, mine's easy.
Oh, Little Shop of Horrors.
No, that's not my favorite movie.
What the heck?
Really?
Mm-mm. It's up there, but...
Is it Frozen?
No.
Twilight?
No!
It's really stupid.
No, it's a good movie. That's all my favorite movie.
Is it the one that you made us all watch?
Probably.
That sounds horrible. Like, you forced us to it. Movie. No, it's the one about, I don't know what it's called. It's about that girl who's like a princess.
Yes.
Orphanage.
That is it. It's called A Little Princess.
There we go.
And
I was like, what?
And she's not a princess, or is she? No, it's Sarah. Oh my gosh. Her name is Sarah. But, Sam, it's about a girl who was really rich, and she goes to a boarding school, and then her dad dies, and then she has to live in the attic and be a servant, and it's really sad.
I remember you made us watch that.
It's so good.
No, it was a good movie. It was a good
so
movie.
Good.
Odile's favorite movie is...
I've said it a few times. It's definitely not typical, though.
Have you told us?
For some reason, the only thing I think of is you watching Twilight. That's all I see in my head.
No.
I don't know what it is.
I have said it a few times.
Have you? Your favorite
movie? What
is it? Silence of the Lambs.
Oh.
Well, there we go.
Yeah, I should have known that. That is a good movie.
It's good, and it's weird, but I know it.
It's good. What's Sam's? I feel like it's one of the Batman movies.
It's anything to do with Batman. It's not Batman versus Superman. I'm going to say Dark Knight.
Dark Knight?
It's a great movie. It's a really, really good one, but it's not my favorite. Oh, I will say I do prefer Dark Knight over Dark Knight Rises.
Okay.
Ever seen the movie called Blazing Saddles?
No.
Okay, you know Mel Brooks? He did The Producers?
Yeah.
In a movie called Blazing Saddles, and it is horrendously racist, but it's racist for a reason.
Uh-huh.
And okay. It is so funny, because it pokes fun at the Western.
Of course it does.
It is so good, you guys. It's amazing. But, like, I would honestly say, for people who are listening, if you are, like, super sensitive to that kind of stuff, don't watch it. I mean, for me, like, I went into it knowing it was going to be like that, but it kind of shines light on the way African Americans were treated in the past, and also the way they're just even treated today.
Mm-hmm.
Which sounds super weird, because it's a comedy, but it's a great movie. It breaks the fourth wall. It's nuts. It's awesome. Cool. So,
I'll definitely have to watch it. What
is weird that you eat?
Y'all know my answer to this. At least you should.
I don't. I'm bad. I'm
What's sorry. My favorite food, Sam? It kind of goes along with this. Y'all should know this.
I know, and I'm trying to think of why I'm blanking on it.
Calamari?
Yeah! Which is not weird.
That's not weird.
I know.
Then again, you're a picky eater, so...
No, I'm not! Oh my gosh, I'm not a picky eater.
You don't like avocados.
I don't like avocados, I don't like mushrooms, fish. And I don't like eggs, or like the only things I don't like.
Which is, fish. You have chickens!
Yeah, I know.
And your entire counter at home is covered in eggs!
Shut up. do any of you eat any, like, weird food combinations that I'm not, like... Oh, what? What's your
sense? Not in general.
Okay.
Like, alligator's delicious. Cow tongue is just divine.
I've had pheasant, which I actually really liked.
I've had pheasant.
I don't know, the food itself isn't weird. The way I eat it is weird. I love almonds.
Okay.
But I soak them in water because I like to take the skins off, skins first, and then eat them.
I did not know that about you.
Yeah, that's how I eat almonds. I have to, like, I soak them so the outsides are kind of soft, and then I eat
them. But you know that there are skinless almonds, right?
There are, yeah, no, but I like to do that.
Okay, because I was like, we know that you're taking time out of your day to do something that people can do for you.
No. I do it because I eat them both separately. It's the weirdest thing.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know. I think the weirdest thing that I eat is like sriracha and like eggs. Like,
that's not like sriracha.
Ever since I went out to pho with you, Odile, I put that plum or hoisin sauce on everything.
It's so delicious.
Amazing, girl. Oh my god. Like, I just cover my food in it and then
I know.
Like that. But it's worth it because it's so good.
It's so good. And my mom's like, don't you have enough? And I was like, no.
Alright, let's see. Do you guys have anything matching?
We do.
What do we have?
We have those necklaces.
Yeah, okay, I was about to say, I was going to say we have necklaces, but they're not the exact same thing.
Well, they're...
Don't say the exact same thing, but they're matching necklaces.
They're matching necklaces, they just each have our own names on them.
Wait, our names are on them, what?
Yes!
The Gallifreyan, we each have Gallifreyan Doctor Who necklaces.
Are you thinking about the necklaces I bought, though?
I'm thinking of the Japantown necklaces.
The ones I bought.
Oh, those are cute, too.
Yours is a pineapple. What's Odile's?
Mine's the three hearts.
You're Lars, and then mine's Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have those too.
Yeah, I forgot.
I wear my pineapple necklace all the time. I wear it when I'm having bad days.
Oh, how do you like the new necklace you just got?
I love it. I'm wearing
it. It smells like scones.
Yeah. Well, it smells floral.
Oh, that's nice.
Sam got me an Adventure Sense as a belated Christmas birthday gift.
You guys remember I talked about that on my favorite thing.
I think episode one.
Yeah, mine currently has the Mountain Woodland scent in it.
This one is Tea Party. It's supposed to smell like tea and scones, but it really just smells very florally. And maybe it kind of smells like bergamot, like Earl Grey.
See, I think that's the point.
But it smells good.
It's good.
It just smells good, and I've been wearing it because research shows that when you take tests with good-smelling scents around you, you do better on those exams.
That's good.
So I've been wearing it while I've been taking my finals, and I've been wearing it while I was studying, and I'm wearing it while I take the finals, hoping the scent memory will.
Again.
See, okay. I don't know if it works, but.
The last question: what's your favorite TV show? Let's try to guess each other's favorite TV show, because I know you're not going to guess mine.
Really, it's not Star Trek.
No, I love Star Trek, but at the moment, it's not the thing I've been watching.
Is it Critical Role?
No, but I do love that. It's not on TV. Although, okay, wait, no. I would say Star Trek, but you gotta tell me which one.
Deep Space Nine. I listen to you.
Yeah. Oh my god, you listen to my feelings. Alright, which one of you is obsessed with Grey's Anatomy?
That was me, but I finished Grey's.
It's Supernatural at the moment, isn't it? Supernatural, or because you said you're watching X-Files. Are you like...
I'm watching X-Files, and I love X-Files, but I think overall, Supernatural.
Supernatural.
And it's more because my sister started watching it again that I'm now going to be like, Louie, let's watch Supernatural together.
Caitlin.
This should be very easy for you.
It should be?
Yeah.
Oh, Doctor Who.
Okay. Yeah, pretty much.
That was a even thing in my brain. I'm like, this is going to be hard.
When Doctor Who isn't on, though, it's Orphan Black. So.
You know, the show I've been watching a lot is Coven Area of the Iron Fortress. It's that anime.
Yeah, I would not have guessed that.
So good. Oh, no, now you're saying Critical Role. Like, technically, I don't know, would it be a show? It's a show.
It's a show.
Yeah, this would count.
Although, like, the last week's episode went almost 5 hours.
Oh, my god.
And I sit the whole time to watch it. And I was, like, my eyes were glued to the screen.
Have you missed an episode?
Just almost died, and I had a panic attack. Oh, my god. Anyway. Did you have a group of, like, specific ones?
Questions?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, now that we're done with these tag questions, like, we're gonna each... I thought we would just go, like, back and forth, so, like, I ask a question, and then you ask a question, then, like, a deal ask a question.
This is a question pertaining to yourself.
Yes.
Yeah.
These shouldn't be,
Let's start basic.
Okay.
Your birthday is...
No. Okay, these shouldn't be, like, too hard, but they could be.
Just so you know, guys, the joke is we never know. We always guess her birthday.
They always get my birthday wrong.
I just know it's always Super Bowl Sunday.
Almost. Every 7 years.
Almost always. It's sometime around Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah.
Or her party will be on Super Bowl Sunday. Either or.
That's happened several times. 3 times. My birthday's on Super Bowl Sunday.
She's like, come to my birthday party. It's Super Bowl Sunday.
Yep. I had every time my birthday falls on Super Bowl Sunday, I throw an anti-Super Bowl party. So when I was 14, it happened, and we watched musicals. We did a musical marathon. And then last time it happened was last year, on my 20th birthday, and I had a tea party.
Which I unfortunately was not able to go to.
Because Odile was, like, doing something.
I was up here in Oregon.
I was at her, like, orientation thing, so she couldn't come, and I forgave her for it.
I was okay.
And Sam was at school. It was fun. It was just, like, my friend Brenna and my cousins, and we just, like, watched movies and drank tea and ate delicious pastries, and it was really fun.
Okay, so let's get into the
question. Anyway, my first question for everyone is... So I think we should do this with, like... Do you think it should be, like, a buzzer system? Like, one person... Like...
I choose me!
Like, buzzes in? But the sound? Say, meep. What's your sound, Adil?
Meep is my sound.
Meep.
Mine's gonna be ah.
Okay. Ah. Mine will be ding ding ding.
Oh, good lord. Okay, look at this.
Alright, so this is my question. What is my favorite flavor of Jelly Belly jelly bean? Do 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 do. Okay.
Grass.
No. Do 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 do.
I'm not a jelly.
Do 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 do. Do 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 do. Yes.
Cheesecake?
No. It's a. I can't believe you guys don't know this. It's a fruit flavor.
Watermelon?
Guava.
No.
Peach.
Raspberry.
Pear.
Apple. It's pear. It's juicy pear.
Yes!
Damn it.
I wish
it was a fruit. Damn, this is gonna be us just guessing.
I honestly thought you guys might know that.
No.
Alright, Sam, do you have a question?
Oh, good lord.
I don't know!
Odile, do you have one?
Who is my favorite Muppet?
Oh.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. It should be pretty obvious.
Is Meep Kermit?
Muppet. The Muppets.
Kermit is a Muppet.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Think of me. Think of Muppets. I'm bat-ass crazy.
Gonzo?
Animal.
Okay, that was my next guess.
Yeah, I was gonna guess that too, but I couldn't remember his name.
I was literally trying to go crazy.
I was like, is it Monster? Like, no, none of them are named Monster.
I probably would have picked up what you meant.
Okay, are we deal?
Oh, these are just horrible. This is just going down the drain quickly. All right, keep going.
I can go back to me.
Yeah, go ahead.
I have a more right now. Okay. So, as y'all know, Odile and I were obsessed with Twilight when we were in middle school and early high school. Which of the Twilight books was my favorite?
The one?
Yeah! It was Eclipse.
Oh, wow. Hey!
Yeah, because I was like, no.
I thought Odile would get that. I hated
it. Yeah, you just guessed that there were four. Had a 25% chance.
It's Eclipse. Okay. But that's not my favorite movie, but that was my favorite of the books.
Actually, now that I'm gonna, then my question, I think, is gonna go off of yours. Which is like a Harry Potter book?
Oh gosh, I don't know.
Half-Blood Prince?
No, I've read it so many times that the book ripped in half.
Your favorite one ripped in half? Is it like the fourth?
It's when it's Goblet of Fire.
Oh, I guess correctly.
I was just gonna go like one, two,
two, three, four, five. Yeah,
I was just picturing your bookshelf.
That bookshelf right now, I'm looking right at it, is insane. Like, I have one whole corner that's all my fairy tales, one corner that's sci-fi, one that's just comic books, and one that's just miscellaneous. Anyway.
Okay, Odile.
Your turn.
Oh my goodness, I just had one. Why am I forgetting it now?
Caitlin!
No. What was the best Secret Sister present I've ever gotten in Girl Scouts?
Oh, God.
We've talked about this.
We have?
We have.
Clearly,
it was extremely funny.
It was really funny. Was it a pair of funny socks?
No.
The skull of a badger.
No.
Hasn't you received that before?
Huh?
Is this foreshadowing for something, Sam? Are you going to send her the skull of a badger?
Yes, because I don't have one yet. She needs to
skull of a badger.
Add one to my collection.
Was it? I feel like you've definitely told me this. I don't know why I can't remember it. Oh, was it the pillow with like your face next to Edward's?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I remember this now. Wow. I really like it. Right there.
The Twilight book cover pillowcase with my face on it instead of Bella's.
But instead of Bella's, it was a deal. It was really bad Photoshop. It's so funny.
It was probably the best Secret Santa gift I've ever got.
That is pretty great.
All right.
Okay, back to me. I have... Okay.
One more each.
What? Oh, then it means I have to change it.
Oh. Okay. Two each.
Okay. We all know my favorite musical is Little Shop of Horrors. What is my second favorite musical, and it's not Hamilton? Oh. Well, actually, it soon will be Hamilton, but I haven't seen Hamilton yet, so I'm waiting.
If Then?
No. I love Idina Menzel, but I actually didn't like If Then all that much.
Wicked?
Nope.
That other one, the one that you've been gushed out, the Sarah Bareilles one?
Wicked? No, I haven't seen it yet. This is the one that I've actually seen.
I'm trying to think. We saw Annie.
I don't include musicals on my favorite musical list that I haven't seen yet.
We saw Matilda together.
We did.
Have you ever seen Book of Mormon? Because
no. Odile, I feel like you should know this because you also like this musical.
Once?
No, but you haven't seen it. I don't think you have, but I've seen it.
Lion King.
I saw a college production of it. It wasn't like.
Oh, Spring Awakening!
Yeah! It's my second favorite. It's so good. Huh. Oh, so good. So sad, though. So sad. Okay, Sam?
I feel like this one's just such a freaking giveaway.
It's okay. Should I even ask it? Sure, go for it.
Actually, I don't know if you're going to get the right answer. It doesn't matter.
Then
that's my favorite video game.
Oh, you've told us this. It's not The Last of Us, right?
The Last of Us, he had not expected it? This game. To this episode, too. It's not The Last of Us.
Outlast?
No, that I have not finished that game.
It's,
Skyrim?
Source of the B.
You told us
Bioshock.
Bioshock. Yeah, I think you mentioned this last week. Mm-hmm.
It's Bioshock.
Okay, no deal.
No deal.
Who is my favorite princess?
Favorite princess?
Disney princess.
Was it Mulan?
No.
Why?
Let's not beat them all. Pocahontas.
No.
Ariel.
Yes.
Hi, Ariel.
I thought it was going to be Belle for some reason.
No, I was going to be a mermaid.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Did you know my sister had a theory for a really long time? That Sam was actually a mermaid and Odile was actually a werewolf.
Right, because she has never seen...
Everyone in middle school had the theory that I was a werewolf.
Yeah, because Odile's temperature runs, like, really hot for some reason. And Sam, my sister, had just never seen you touch water before. she told her, she's like, I think Sam's a mermaid. And I was like, why do you think Sam's a mermaid? She's like, I've never seen her in water. Good point.
That's actually a really good point.
Oh, Sarah.
Solid reasoning. Alright, Odile just went. Okay, so this one I'm just gonna share because it's really funny. I don't even know if you guys are gonna get this. So a while ago, and I honestly cannot remember the year. I think it had to be like 2010, 2009. It was Christmas at one of my family members' houses. And we had... Something went horribly wrong. And then the Christmas got a nickname. We called it...
Is it when the turkey wasn't completely cooked?
Yes. So what was our nickname for that? It was blank Christmas. And my family always refers to this.
Salmonella Christmas.
Close.
Disease Christmas.
Close.
Avian flu Christmas.
Yeah, I remember the Christmas, but I don't know what you called it.
I was thinking bath salt Christmas.
Oh, that was funny too. No, but this one we referred to it as botulism Christmas. it ended up being fine, but like the turkey wasn't cooked all the way, and we had to have dinner super late because my uncles had to recook the turkey in the microwave. It was just funny and weird. All right. Sam, your
Yeah, I think these are going to be the last ones.
The last ones?
This episode's running really long, and we got to get through our top three.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should probably cut it.
We have so many more questions, and maybe we can do the rest of these questions
another time.
Or something, I don't know.
Part two! Yeah, we'll do that later.
So, we are going to move on to our fave three. Top three! So, want to go one by one around the circle? We'll go through around three times?
Sure.
Okay, so who wants to go first?
And these are our top three recommendations.
Dibs, I'll go first. Okay, all of mine are going to be books, because...
That's fun.
The first one is a graphic novel, they're all graphic novels, called The Wicked and the Divine. I watched the show on Geek and Sundry called Signal Boost, where they have different people come on and they rave about their top three things for the week. And a voice actor named Taliesin Jaffe, who is on Critical Role, he was hosting, and he recommended this book, this graphic novel called The Wicked and the Divine, and it is incredible. It is so good. I bought volume one the other day, and I finished it in like a half hour.
Wow.
It's obviously, it's not super long. I'm going to go to the store tomorrow and get the second one, probably. It is amazing. It's about these gods that come down to Earth, and in 2 years, they die. So it's like about them like being like super rock star famous because like they're gods, but also trying to interact with humans, and it's incredible. It's so good. So the Wicked and Divine.
That sounds good.
Cool.
I'll lend it to you guys when you get back.
Yeah, sure.
You'd love it.
Most definitely.
Oh, deal? Something to recommend? We could even recommend foods. Snacks.
Recommendation for summer: eat watermelon and drink a lot of water. Watermelon, because watermelon is the best thing ever.
It is delicious.
My one recommendation.
Cool. I have been asleep. I love sleep. I highly recommend. 10 out of 10 would recommend. it's finals week, but my recommendation, I totally thought of one, but I cannot remember. Something that's happened that's really fun, and it's I highly recommend go on YouTube and looking at the videos of the Little Mermaid concert that they just had on Friday with Sarah Bareilles and Rebel Wilson and a bunch of other famous people were in it. John Stamos was there. And Rebel Wilson's Poor Unfortunate Souls, is incredible. And why has Rebel Wilson never sung Poor Unfortunate Souls? Why has she never been Ursula before? This is everything I needed and more.
You're asking all of the deeper questions.
I know. That's my, music / video recommendation.
Okay. Another one. I got another graphic novel. It is called Rat Queens. R-A-T. Rat Queens. And it is about these four women who are part of this, fantasy adventuring party, basically. And it's just them just doing drugs and swearing and being crazy. Do not recommend this for kids. Heads up. There's a lot of swearing. But it's really, really fun. It's hilarious. This, again, was a recommendation from a couple of guys who are, again, in Critical Role, because whenever they do, I do it. Whenever they tell me to do, I do it. It is so good. This one's hilarious. And as much as, foul-mouthed it is, there's a lot of, really, really deep, sweet moments in this. And I'm going to give this to you guys to read as well. This is a pretty quick read. This is the first one. I'm going to get the second one, just like when we get Divine, Wicked and Divine tomorrow. So good. So good. You should read it.
I have to recommend The Onion, because all of their stories are very, very funny, and they make me laugh. I read one today about, it was star athlete overcomes rape charges or whatever, and it was just how he got back to being the star athlete that he was after he raped someone. And he was like, I had no idea raping would hurt someone like that. And they had a coach, a very, obviously The Onion is very much fake, they had a coach talk about him, and they're like, he scores an average of 22 points a game. No amount of ripping could change that.
Oh gosh.
God.
Too real.
Laughing the entire time because I was like, this is ridiculously real. So yeah, that was Onion.
And right here, dear listeners, is where Skype decided to cut us off and drop our conversation. And my Wi-Fi stopped working, so that was a fun time. So, thanks for tuning in, and we'll be back again next week for another episode of Morons Who Try to Talk Good. Until then, my name is Caitlin in California, and there's Sam in California, and Odile in Oregon, who cannot sign off. So, I will sign off for them. All right, you'll hear us next week. All right, bye!